Staying with the Donald Trump temporary immigration ban, it's continuing to attract worldwide criticism. Here in Ireland, the Taoiseach today described Trump's refugee policies as extraordinarily disappointing. Francis Fitzgerald was speaking at a seminar in Dublin analysing Ireland's response to the global refugee and migration crisis. Della Kilroy was there. She has this report.
Well, you know, we've never needed an international response to refugees more than the world needs it at present. So in that context, what's happened in America is extraordinarily disappointing. I think it's morally totally questionable. And I think that Ireland has reacted very quickly. We sent our foreign minister immediately to make our views known on this issue. I don't believe in, you know, standing aside. I believe in being there, expressing our views, continuing to engage. And, you know, as a good friend of America, we need to speak out and give our views on this, Irish and other issues. So I certainly believe that the visit should go ahead.
Minister for Justice Francis Fitzgerald today commenting on Trump's immigration restrictions as she arrived at a seminar on Ireland's response to the global refugee and migration crisis. Organised by the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission, they praised the newly established single protection procedure, but criticised our restrictions of family reunification policies for refugees here. Emily Logan is their chief commissioner.
I suppose Ireland is a small country, so comparatively we are perceived favourably in terms of what we're trying to do. Now, domestically, we've improved, there's been significant reform in how we treat and care for children, who, in particular, who are separated children. And what we're trying to do is encourage the government today to be international leaders, to say, look, even as a small country, we're making a contribution. So it's about encouraging the government to say we can always go that little bit further. Now putting a single procedure together will reduce really significantly the whole application procedure, which means that people will not be in direct provision for as long a period, which is really important. The second is family reunification, is about how you define the family. This new law defines the family very, very narrowly. It's about spouses, civil partners, about children. And what about all of the children and the families that we've seen come across the Mediterranean who have lost parents? What about the child and the love and care that you need? And that possibly could be an aunt, could be an uncle, and as we know very well in Ireland, could be a grandparent.
It's believed that around half of all Syrian refugees are children, and Europol estimates that 10,000 unaccompanied minors have disappeared in Europe. With the majority of the refugees due to arrive in Ireland coming directly from refugee camps in Greece, Greek Ombudsman for Children George Moskos has been championing their rights.
Well, Greece nowadays has really a number of refugees, especially children. At the moment, there are 2,300 unaccompanied children. There are many of them living in camps or improperly supervised areas. Really, there is a need for sharing the responsibility at European level, especially we know that there is a trend of many unaccompanied children at the age of 15 to 18 look for a new situation in Europe, and we have many of these arriving every month in Greece.
Here in Ireland, the government has been criticised for the delays in resettling children from refugee camps in Greece. What would you like to see nations do to improve human rights standards for children on the move in emergency situations?
We want the system to move more quickly and to give opportunity for as many as possible. Greece is trying hard but needs sharing solidarity to be implemented at European level.
Ireland's UN Ambassador David Donoghue co-chaired the landmark 2016 UN Summit on Refugees and Migrants. Today, he spoke about Ireland's role in supporting global protections for refugees and migrants.
These mixed flows of migrants and refugees stemming from the Syrian conflict are a huge global, they're not just a European problem, but they are a global problem. But nevertheless, the UN has now, through the New York Declaration, come to accept that both migrants and refugees of all kinds deserve our support.
In terms of the events in the US this week, what are the challenges for the UN in implementing support on a global level?
The New York Declaration is politically binding and not legally binding. The challenges of implementation are considerable because different approaches in different countries. Some countries will view this through what I might call a security lens, the possible abuse of those mixed flows by those with terrorist intent. Others will take a more human rights approach. And the one context in which we can approach a set of issues around refugees and migrants is that if the world implements the Sustainable Development Goals over the next 15 years, progressively we will create conditions which will make it less likely that you'll have these huge mass displacements of vulnerable people who need particular protection. Slow down those flows.
Speaking about asylum inclusion was Kanyi Kazadi, originally arriving here as a refugee from the Democratic Republic of Congo. She now works in Mayo, supporting integration, particularly in rural areas.
First of all, I would just like people to know, like, you know, we're all humans, we're all citizens of the world, and there's nothing to be fearful about. We're just people who want to have a second chance, a second home, and opportunities to make change. My experience as an asylum seeker in Ireland haven't been great. They could have been better. There was no integration where I lived for 4 years, and I'm just so lucky that I get out of that place. And when I wear my red and green color, flying the Mayo flag, I can say Mayo is my home, and I'm so happy to be there.
In light of rising intolerance in some countries and the recent US travel restrictions, and with rising numbers of refugees arriving here, what would you like to see done to combat any racial discrimination against refugees and migrant communities?
The biggest problem, or the first step to take, is conversation. People need to have platform when they can discuss social issue, racism, discrimination, xenophobia. Kids are listening to that. That's what is creating the fearful feeling amongst people. And we can just see, like, you know, there's nothing to be fearful about.
Della Kilroy reporting from the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission seminar held in Dublin today.
It's almost 6 o'clock on RTE.